Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
It is Toby and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955. Anyone that calls the show into the draw for a Routley's voucher. $50 worth, in fact. Fancy a Routley's pie? Of course you do.
And we do want to know on 52232955, what injury did the shoes cause? Because there's some good stats out.
Yeah.
From New Zealand today. It's an insurance company over there has released its data and different claims that are made over the years. And they've said that the numbers of high heel related injuries has been dropping very quickly over the last 5 years.
Wow.
So people obviously get injured. They put the claim in because of it.
Yeah.
And so they go back to 2017, 626 claims were made regarding high heels.
Which is a few, yeah. Hmm.
And interesting, I wouldn't think for an injury like that you'd go to insurance. But
I guess depending on the damage you do. Like if you damage the ligaments in your ankle.
True.
Yeah.
But then if you look to 2021, it's dropped in half, 326.
Jeez.
So it really is going out. And they say that this has happened, obviously, I guess the pandemic, not many people needing to wear high heels hitting the town. But also that more women are choosing to wear more comfortable and sensible shoes. So you're seeing more sneakers and little heels compared to a very big stiletto.
Because I would imagine there's a fair few injuries, but just people aren't claiming a lot too. I see them and I think that is impossible.
That's the thing.
How can you get in it?
I mean, I'm so happy with the fashion at the moment, with a little heel that seems to be in, or just everyone's wearing sneakers with their more fancy outfit. Because when I was 18, 19, starting to get into the high heels, holy dooly, Josh, I'm not lying. It was huge. It was a stiletto. It was thin. I don't know how I wore them. I actually recently found a pair at home and Mum said, put them on. And I could barely walk and they were my formal shoes.
Oof.
I just...
The pain you went through for no reason.
The amount of times you have to take them off and be that person holding your heels, walking. It's bad.
Not just heels, though. I mean, you could have new footy boots and you just...
Oh, yeah.
Got blisters that were uncontrollable.
Didn't break them in. Or even, I know many people who've worn the thongs and then something's happened because it's come undone.
Slip sliding?
Yeah.
Oh, I've definitely slipped in a pair of thongs.
Footwear injuries are bad. I had a friend who actually, on a dance floor, a girl stood on his foot with a heel and he broke a bone in the foot. But it happens.
Steel caps even?
Yeah.
52232955. What injury was caused because of the footwear?
Yeah.
Did you trip? Did you do something in them? We'd love to hear from you. As we said, everyone into the draw for those Routley's vouchers is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955. Good afternoon, Joel on the Surf Coast. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955, sitting on about 12 right now, tomorrow 14 degrees, Herbie. But
we want to know on 52232955, what injuries did your footwear cause after some data's come out from an insurance company in New Zealand stating that over the last 5 years, the amount of high-heeled related injuries claims has gone down by half.
Good.
Which is huge because people are going for a more sensible shoe.
Well, yeah, just some of them look just so uncomfortable, as we were talking about before.
Very
just
painful.
Like, oh, God.
But we do have Louise from Lara. You've had a shoe injury before?
I have, yeah. I was in my late teens in the late 90s, right when Doc Martens became the shoe you had to have.
They were massive, like, weren't they, Doc Martens? Sisters having them, yeah.
Everybody had them. My mum loves me and my sister, so she both bought us a pair. And about three to four weeks later, I was at the doctor's with a sore back and neck because the Dr. Martens had wrecked my posture.
I shouldn't be laughing.
they whacked
your posture.
How?
Apparently, I've got narrow feet that are too narrow for Dr. Martens. So just by wearing them every day, I stuff my neck up.
Did you continue pushing through or you thought, no, I've got to give up the docks?
No, I didn't. No, my sister just got an extra pair of Doc Martens. That's what happened. I couldn't wear them anymore.
Oh, that's terrible.
I mean, high heels break feet. Doc Martens.
Break necks, apparently. Yeah. Herbie and Josh, drive you home. K-Rock 955.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
It is Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955. sitting on about 9 degrees right now. Tomorrow, hoping for tops of 14. 15, mostly sunny on Wednesday, Herbie, but that good weather isn't going to make you any happier when you hear this.
Oh, no.
This is, I think people will just think this is ridiculous.
Okay.
Because it is. It's outrageous in a way. So we all know the cost of living's gone up.
It's gone up.
We heard about inflation from Luke McGregor on Friday.
It's ridiculous. Everything's going up.
Yeah.
It's just so annoying because the wages aren't.
No, that's right.
How can we survive?
That's right.
It's tough looking to the future.
It is. And I understand a surcharge when you're adding something. So, for instance, if you go to a restaurant and you get like, I want to get this breakfast, but can I get bacon on the side?
Yes.
Sure. We're getting something extra, $1.50.
Jeez, it would be nice if it was $1.50. You're looking at more like $4.
Yeah.
Why?
At least. But you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. So this has gone viral over the weekend because there's a place in Sydney that is charging something pretty ridiculous. And if you go down their list of things, it's like extra egg on a banh mi.
Yep.
$1.50.
Okay.
A bit of mayo, 50 cents.
You've got to pay. No, the banh mi should come with that.
For extra.
Okay.
Yeah. Extra bag. So if you wanted two bags for some reason, 10 cents.
Okay.
If you request the roll to be cut in half, it is 20 cents extra.
You are kidding me. You're having me on right now.
No, I'm not. I'm not. They've said that obviously that takes time to cut it.
No, it doesn't.
So it now surely it doesn't cut like it's
20
it's part
cents.
Of the, 20 cents, you just go bang down the middle, don't you?
It's actually part of the process. Sometimes it's easier to cut it in half if you want to wrap something. That is a serious joke.
So I think cutting the roll in half should be free. I would say that as, I mean, 20 cents.
I mean, I'm shocked that it is an extra charge. I'm not shocked that it's come from Sydney, that's for sure.
Yeah, of course. Well, it's different living up there, isn't it?
They're all millionaires. Look at us.
I mean, 20 cents, like, it doesn't sound like a lot, but I mean, just to get your bread roll cut
is a rort. And there's something about those extra charges that really grind your gears when you shouldn't have to pay for something, but they make you pay it. You think, what is going on there?
I mean, we all talk about sauce still. Still talk about it.
I recently went through one of the drive-throughs and got a family box. Came with a sauce of sort. Went with people, Josh. But I remember going, can we get, an extra sauce? Yeah. And that, it's 50 cents. No, it's not. We've just bought a family thing.
Chuck it in.
We're the good old days of freebies. It's like when you join a gym. Yeah. Oh, there's an activation fee. For what? I'm paying every week. What do you mean an activation fee?
Yeah, but you've activated the paying.
Or when I was moving houses then the lease was up.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden there's a transfer fee. No, the lease is up.
Real estate. Yeah, that was a weird one. That was one of the weirdest ones
I've ever had. But pay it.
Healthcare. I know we've got Medicare stuff, but like, don't they get into the field because they want to help people?
Exactly. They're sending us broke.
I get you. You've got bills too, but your bills are too high.
It's so true.
I'm doing it for the love of the job, but you're going to pay me like thousands
millions.
And thousands of dollars. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
On this day.
Herbie and Josh.
On this day.
On this day.
Oh, yeah. Welcoming into the studio, Shani from the newsroom.
Hey.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I mean, look at the weather. It's been brilliant. What a
sun
way to start is shining.
Your week.
It's a frosty morning, but it's a nice day.
Yeah.
Always finding the negatives, aren't you, Chandra?
I am always just so good at
it. Have you met us? We're the most positive people going around. You never see us complain.
Every day, no.
I think it's more just because I'm factual,
True. That's fair. That is fair.
Gives an unbiased opinion. I like it.
Yeah. So I've got you in because we're playing on this day things that happened in the music world back in time on this day. I've reversed some songs. You just have to let me know what the song is and the artist, please.
Cool. Here we go.
We're going to 1988 first, where this artist released a new song. I can't actually play the song because it does have some bad words in it because it's a rap. It's a rapper, I won't lie. So this is another one of their songs.
Josh. It's Dr. Dre.
It is.
Forgot about Dre.
Still Dre.
Same one.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. Still Dre. Oh. Yeah, so he's the song Straight Out of Compton came out.
There you go.
We're going to 1998.
Oh, okay.
This person was born today.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Wait, what year were you born, Chandra?
96, so I was 2.
Oh, okay.
But this, it's just annoying because when you'll know who it is, but... Okay,
all right, here we go.
Have a listen.
Chandra, is it JT? Justin Timberlake?
Chandra!
What?
Can we just work this out?
Oh, it's Shawn Mendes, first of all, but I'm just...
Born on this day, you said you were born in 96...
Wait, so...
And I said this guy's born in 98, and you think Justin Timberlake, who's had 2 kids, is younger than you.
2 years younger than me.
He's younger than you.
He's done a lot. He has done a lot. Anyway. And it's stitches anyway, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Shawn Mendes.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, it does.
Slightly more.
I'm really bad at this game.
No, you keep going, okay?
Talk about facts.
So in 2007, an incident happened with this artist, which then inspired this song.
Okay, just so you know, that was just a few years ago.
Okay.
2007. We're in 2022.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, you know it, Chandra?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, what is it?
Josh.
Chandra, Amy Winehouse Rehab.
I'll give it to
her. I'm sorry, but...
I'll give it to her.
Thank you.
Okay.
Rather. We're keeping the game alive, Josh, because I knew you were going to get it.
Anyway.
I just wanted one chance.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
This one, 2011. So Maroon 5 and Train were touring together. Their support act, this is a song from their support act, which
okay.
I only really have one song. Mm. So let's have a listen. Josh.
It's Gavin DeGraw.
It is.
I don't want to be anything.
I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying to be, baby. I'll tell you what, though.
He's a banger, though. I mean, that's huge.
It would have gone off, but Maroon 5 with Train, with Gavin. That's a good concept.
That is a really good lineup, isn't it?
Yeah. Take it.
Do you know who they are?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Josh.
Oh, Chandra, as usual. Thank you very much. Josh, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Oh, God, Justin Timberlake. He's aged terribly. Who are you, Josh? K-Rock 955.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
There is a new job up for grabs, which might interest some people who like to clock their 8 hours a night.
Okay, here we go.
Because a mattress brand company named Casper, they are looking for a professional sleeper.
Ooh, hello.
Mm-hmm. So they're professional nappers with exceptional sleeping ability.
Jeez, I am jealous of those people, hey.
That can just fall asleep anywhere.
Jeez, I know, just like a bit like just instantly.
Yep.
Oh, you're on the plane, bang, out. It takes me, it's a good process.
Seriously. Farmer Finley, he can go out like that.
Yeah.
Me, not so much.
No, but I think he's overtired because he works too hard. That's probably his issue.
That's fair enough. So what they're doing is they're going to be putting people around their stores all across America, as well as unexpected settings out in the world, and it's going to highlight, I guess...
How good the mattress is.
Yeah. Literally, you can fall asleep anywhere, which I think is going to be a great campaign for them.
Well, that's sort of like hiring someone that's super fit to use a fitness apparatus.
Yes.
Isn't it?
I've been doing this for years.
You know? just showing you how good the mattress is. No, that's just showing you how good that person is.
But it would be good to be a professional sleeper.
It'd be great.
But as I said,
you wouldn't
qualify for this
because I wouldn't.
I've never met a man who's always tired. You know, doesn't get enough sleep.
I wish I could get some.
Before kids, you don't understand. So tired. I don't get to sleep. But I did think, what could you maybe become a professional at?
Model,
okay. Each their own. There's a photo actually of Josh back in the day with Jen Hawkins. Yeah. He put his hand up across the other guy that was in the photo and said, if this was on the internet, you'd believe we're a couple.
And you would. You would have. Yeah, honestly, that's the best photo I've ever looked in. I reckon best I've ever looked in a photo.
Oh, that is gold. Yeah. But it did get me thinking, not model, unfortunately, Josh.
Okay, all right then.
But we do like to complain, sometimes be a little bit negative on this show.
Yep.
So you could be a professional complainer.
I think I could manage that.
You could do that?
Well, I mean, could I? Probably.
Well, that's what I want to see. I want to put it to the test.
All right, here we go.
I've got three, I guess, more positive situations and want to see if you can complain about them.
Okay, yep.
So, West Coast win flags back-to-back.
That's a lot of money to go to the game. That's a lot of money. Okay. That's a lot of time away from the family.
Okay.
And I'd have to watch the games on repeat too. That's the other thing.
Annoying.
Plus, the other thing is, you know, then people are going to want to get on the bandwagon, and I don't want any of those supporters.
You like being a minority.
Well, yeah, that's right.
All right, Owen, pass. You win the lotto, $60 million. It's your dream.
$60 million is too much. It is. It'll change my life too much. I don't want it to change drastically where I'm dependent on that money. And okay. Then when it's all gone, I'm thinking, where's it all gone?
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, and also, I don't want to share it. You know, think about the excuse of trying to hide that.
Yep.
Don't like it.
A few complaints there. Okay, this one, I don't know if you can identify one.
They're actually just well thought out ideas.
You wake up and all your hair has come back.
Oof. Too many women. So many women attracted to me. You've seen the photo.
Jen Hawkins is going to leave.
Then I'm just going to like, Kat, I'm not cheating on you. They're just interested. Can you blame them? She'll say no.
He's pass.
Debbie and Josh, K-Rock 955. Good evening.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
It is Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955. Still quite nice outside, sitting on about 13. Tomorrow, similar potential showers around Geelong and the Surf Coast. Want to talk about companies that have lied because
lies.
One company has got caught out bad, Herbie.
I like this. Call them out, Josh.
That's right. Well, don't say that you're doing something that you're not.
Yeah. Tell the truth.
So an American company was, you know, the people that were wearing Make America Great Again. Sort
a
of
classic,
hats.
Yep.
So they said that their stuff was purely made in the United States.
We're America. We love America.
Which, fair enough.
Yep.
You're allowed to love your own country. And I think it's like we were talking about before, how good it is when you can support a company that's like here, you know.
Australian made. Australian grown.
Yeah, that's right. We
love that.
Love that. So they were getting their stuff, though, from China. And they were ripping off the made in China tags and then replacing them with phony made in the United States labels. And so they've been caught out.
It's so American, though.
Mm.
Imagine the effort they've got to go to do that.
Mm.
If that was your job to replace a tag, wowee, you're really not kicking goals.
One of their shirts was Give Violence a Chance.
Classic. That was a hot seller, was it?
Yeah. I mean, that's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. But, you know, as we said, hopefully they learn from their mistakes.
And so it's been called out. That's good.
That's right. But it's about the other companies that have lied because there's been a few of them, Herbie.
Of course it is.
Let's start with this one. The ABC Food Group. This is over in the UK.
Yep.
It was one of the biggest scandals to hit Europe. So investigators found that they were using horse meat and selling it as beef. With around 75% of samples containing horse meat, some even had pig meat, which doesn't seem as bad
as horse meat.
No, because we all eat pork.
Yeah.
But being advertised still as beef, which is pretty crazy.
That is bad. Huge. What's it saying? Like, I could eat a horse? And these people were.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. Little do they know.
Yeah. You have been, love.
Olay.
Olay, the makeup.
Makeup company. There
you
go.
Yes, I know the one.
So they've been done before.
Oh,
so they misrepresented their product. So what happens is they had retouched a model's photo for their eye cream.
Classic.
Misleading customers to believe that cream was responsible for impossibly smooth skin.
In anti-aging, you know, we're going to reduce those years.
When they found out, they changed the photo to an untouched one and apologized for the misrepresentation.
And sales went down because it didn't work as good.
That's right. Listerine, which I am a big fan of Listerine.
I like Listerine.
Yeah, absolutely. Great mouthwash. Jeez, it does pack a kick, doesn't it?
And it's great advertising, the ads.
That
where
was. Yeah, yeah.
His mouth.
Where they went wrong, I think this was early on. So Listerine promoted that their mouthwash was as good as replacing floss, which we know from any dentist that you visit, flossing super important.
Flossing
I still don't
is so
do
important.
It as regularly as I should.
100%. I learned this the other week at the dentist. You got to floss.
But then they pulled that ad and that advertisement and just went on with, obviously, with the Killing Germs one.
Classic, yeah.
This is funny. So, do you know Bing, the search engine?
Yes, I do.
Everyone, I hate it.
Yep.
There's only 3% of people that use it around the world.
Love to find those people.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
Why are you using it? Chrome's a thing, mate.
That's right. That's right. Anyway, so they got, you know, so they're obviously an alternative to Google.
Yes.
They got caught stealing Google's search results and presenting them as their own. So not only do we all know that it sucks, but they know that it's sucks. Terrible.
That is so good.
It's Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955. Celebrity.
Marlon Brando, Jimmy Dean,
Star.
Grace Kelly, Gene Kelly,
famous,
Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire,
VIP,
Betty Davis, DiMaggio,
the Celebrity Game.
Herbs, this is the game where I give you a celebrity voice. You just have to tell me who that celebrity is.
Sounds so easy, but it is not.
So we're basing today's game off of Larry Emder, who was talking about the fact that he was in The Castle.
The Castle,
great movie. And obviously, if you remember, he was actually doing the Price is Right, and,
yes,
you know, with Trace.
It's cold.
And it's a great moment. But so he got paid $123 for his appearance on The Voice.
On
The Castle. And it was because at the time they said, oh, it's a little indie film.
It's not going to do well.
He had no idea how big it was going to go. And then it became obviously one of the great Australian films.
But also, Larry, you've got enough money.
You're doing all right.
You have enough jobs.
You've missed out, you know?
It's like you're, you know, an up and coming actor that's trying to start their career.
And they've gone low with that.
You know?
So this one, we are doing cameos.
Ooh.
So celebrities that have been in either films or, you know, they've
popped their little head in
a TV that they shouldn't have been in.
I like this idea.
Alrighty, so let's kick it off with
have
the
you ever
first
been a cameo? Like popped in accidentally?
Into a show?
Yeah. You know, sometimes they're filming and you...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I don't think I have. Yourself?
No.
No. You just were on a TV show. Trying to find love or a rich farmer. Here we go. First celeb that's made a cameo. They appeared in The Sopranos back in 2001.
Oh, okay.
I was so super excited.
Wow, I know that voice.
Of course you do.
Can I have a clue of some sort, please?
Oh, as soon as I say it, I think you'll get it. Singer.
I was so super excited.
New singer? 2001. Is it...
They've been around for a while.
Is it... It's not Madonna.
No.
No?
Younger than that.
Younger. Oh, is it Demi Lovato? No.
No.
Is it...
Lady Gaga.
That's why I knew it. That is really annoying. Mm. I knew it, and I even read so many articles on her, so she should be a friend of mine.
This actor had a cameo in Star Wars as one of the stormship troopers. Lived out a bit of a dream. Well, you don't know, well, they're in a costume, so you wouldn't have seen it anyway. Anyway, here we go.
Moore was blonde, so I don't know why they latched onto that.
Did he say I'm always blonde?
Mm.
So he's a blonde actor, normally, and then he popped into Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he normally a TV actor?
No, he's definitely a film star.
A film star with blonde hair and he's English.
Action, I would say.
Action. It's not Tom Cruise. He sounds very proper.
Yeah.
Why is he so... I'm not thinking English.
He is English.
I'm thinking like Chris Hemsworth, but it's not him.
No.
This is so hard.
Daniel Craig.
No! I want more clues.
Okay.
I just want to win.
That's all right. Let's see if you can get the next one. So this guy isn't an actor.
Okay.
But he popped into Iron Man 2. Let's have a listen.
Retain as many shareholders.
Okay. He popped in. He's not an actor.
Retain as many shareholders.
Oh, it's... Is that Elon? Elon Musk.
Yes, there you go. Iron Man 2.
Popped in.
That's right.
Big fan, was he?
Apparently.
Wow.
Apparently he was. All right, last one. Let's see if we can work it out. Let's get 2 from 4.
This would be great.
That guy that I just kissed in that video.
Oh, my gosh, I know that one. Do that again, please.
That guy that I just kissed in that video.
Holy Moses.
3.
Singer or actor?
Singer. 2.
Ava Max, I don't know. Oh, why do I not know it?
Rita Ora.
Rita Ora, there I said it. Was she in one of tight...
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, was she?
Makes sense. Herbie and Josh, Carrick 955.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
This is incredible because we know the medical world, there's just smart people in it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They're just the smartest, Josh, though.
You'd hope so.
Oh, I mean, the ones, that, you know, the doctors, everyone fixing people, but then the scientists going into actually
that
helping
field, yeah,
the medical
right.
industry, you go, wow.
Because you want, I mean, people say that they're not nice people, surgeons, but yeah, I don't care. You want them confident in their ability.
Yeah. He's given me a new heart.
I mean, he was a nice guy, yeah, but you're dead.
So what they've actually found at the moment is new research has figured out that locusts, so the insects, potentially could be able to smell cancer.
Really? If you know, you know.
Yep. So they'll be able to detect cancer among people, so much so that they reckon if they break it down even further with the process, that if, say, I rock up to the doctors and breathe into some apparatus that locusts are attached to, then my breath is how they could detect it. And not only detect if I have cancer, but what stage of cancer.
Jeez, that's incredible, isn't it?
It's just nuts.
Nuts that they can do it and we can't.
A bug that can kill, you know?
Yeah, they're killing crops, but hey, on the flip side, saved your life.
Detecting cancer. So locusts, they gather in groups, many of them, but their swarm of locusts can stretch over 400 square miles in size.
If you know, you know.
So what's that? That's like 600 kilometers.
It's crazy. So if you work it out, one locust can eat its weight in plants every day. So a swarm that is around 400 square miles, to put this all into perspective, so the swarm of New York City would eat as much as one day as the human populations of New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania combined.
Oh, geez, that's a lot, isn't it?
Oh, it's scary.
It is, yeah.
But they don't just calm a plague overnight. It takes several months, optimal breeding, feeding conditions.
I do remember growing up that there was at one stage where there was locusts. Like 2007, around that time.
I would love to go back in time and see if you've pinpointed the exact.
I think it was around then. It was definitely like after school for sure.
Which is crazy. So locusts, they usually fly with wind speed at about 16 to 19 kilometres per hour, but they can travel up to 130 kilometres or more in one day, and even they can cross big periods of land. So they've crossed the Red Sea, which is a distance of 300 kilometres.
If you know, you know.
Because I guess what they would use is the wind, wouldn't they?
Yeah, like, you'd think.
Like, yeah.
Bit more gusto behind them.
Yeah,
which would help.
That's it.
So this is actually kind of interesting because we know that they do damage crops, as you said. They can eat and it's crazy. But some clever African tribes have learned to outsmart the locusts. So when a swarm approaches, the tribe builds a big fire and the smoke confuses the locusts. And it does if they go over it.
Yeah.
They kill them. But then instead of, you know, it's a bit grim for the locusts, but they actually get feed. So instead of them eating their crops, they'll eat the locusts.
If you know, you know.
Because do they serve them over in, like, America?
I mean, or lots of insects
that's grasshoppers or something. Yeah, yeah.
And this one's just interesting. So in the 1800s...
Okay, so the others haven't been yet.
Mormon pioneers in Utah almost starved because of a locust swarm. But it wasn't the Mormons that, you know, got the locusts, killed them and managed to survive. It was seagulls. Seagulls came along, ate the locusts, saved the Mormon pioneers.
If you know, you, there you know. Go.
I've never thought we wanted seagulls in my life. But they're heroes, Josh.
Got a taste for it. They moved to chips after that, didn't they?
Yeah.
It's Josh on K-Rock.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
All right, Herbie Derb, this is where we get your thoughts, daily topics, see where you sit. For no. Nah, yeah, for yes.
I am ready.
Kicking off with this one. Walking after a meal.
Yeah, nah.
Or? Nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. But I also like to sit on the couch too. If I've ever gone out to a restaurant and I've had a massive meal, sometimes I feel on the way home that it would be really good to walk it off.
Mm.
But then I also just love the idea of putting my feet up and watching a movie going, wow, I am so full.
Straight to the couch.
Someone pass those sweets because I'm going to squish one of them down the throat as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they reckon a 2-minute walk after a meal helps fight diabetes.
Okay.
As it helps muscles to soak up fuel from food. So straight after we eat, obviously the blood sugar levels peak.
Yep.
And then if you, I guess, go for a walk for between 60 to 90 minutes is probably the best time to do it after the meal. And then you go for a walk for that 2 minutes, even that'll help.
It's a 2-minute walk.
But obviously they're saying the longer the walk, the better.
Okay.
So like
I did it for 2 minutes and I've still got diabetes.
That's right. And obviously that's not the only, like, you know, there's still
don't eat all the sugars.
That's, well, that and just foods that spike your blood sugar.
True.
Sending your partner.
Okay. I've just never really been that person.
I
don't think they're attractive.
I don't. I just don't know why you'd send something like that that's out there.
I haven't seen a pretty one where. I don't know. Each
so you've tried, but the angle just wasn't great.
No. I've just, I've seen things before. Not for me, and I recently did watch The Most Hated Man on the Internet.
Exactly,
and
right.
That is just a whole other level of bad.
So apparently Ukrainian women have been sending frontline soldiers sexy snaps to boost morale.
Well, that's a good cause.
I guess so. So apparently there's a telegram made for Ukrainian women to send snaps to people on the front line. And apparently, obviously, a psychologist saying that it has a positive effect.
Wow.
But
it's going digital form?
Yeah. That's right.
Not a pigeon sending it.
No, Telegram's like an app.
Yeah. I was thinking of an actual telegram.
Yeah, that's right.
Well.
Postcards for our kittens is the...
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Last one. Shushing people.
This is gold, Josh.
That's right. So we were at an event on the weekend.
At the footy?
Yeah. And the MC, who did a great job, but...
Yeah. Was a shusher.
Like mid-sentence. Like, I didn't even hear anyone talking.
And a very powerful shush. I'll give her credit. It was a great hard shush. But it really just startled everyone. Well, I don't think you can shush people like that.
It's ear-piercing too. Like, you know, I guess we were talking to some other people and they said it is sometimes hard to get a room under control, which, you know, it is.
Yeah,
that's part of the job of being an MC. But
it distracted from whatever was supposed to be told because...
I mean, don't use it every four words, you know?
And especially when the president is self-speaking.
I know, he got shushed in. Anyway, Debbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.